Canadians are angry. Specifically, people from Alberta are extra angry. In case you've been living under a rock, people from Alberta have been taken advantage of by the federal government, the liberal progressive federal government, for many, many, many years. And Albertans, rightfully so, feel like there is no other option than what's to come. Alberta separation. And we've seen a rise in this movement for quite some time now. And now that it's actually go time, now that it's actually the time for people to gather signatures to hit a certain quota to trigger the referendum so that it can be on the ballot, you're seeing lots of people, the most amount of people, as Trump would say, coming out of the woodworks to go and show up. And it's crazy. It's bananas and rice, because the timing of it is the dead of winter, which I don't know about you, but if you've seen the cold in Canada, it's chilly, man. It's freaking chilly. People are showing up in minus 20 Celsius, minus 30 Celsius, in not even the tens, not even in the hundreds, but in the thousands to be, you know, signing these petitions and to do their thing for the referendum. So there's a lot to take a look at in this video, and I do hope you stick around for the full thing, because it's very positive if you are pro-Alberta separation. That doesn't matter if you're living in the States, doesn't matter if you're living in different parts of Canada. This is pretty exciting. All I ask in return, it's absolutely free to do so, okay? Please, pretty please, hit the like button and subscribe to the channel, all right? It's just a little way of saying thank you. Let's get into it. Starting off with this, over 4,000 Alberta patriots have gathered in Calgary to rally for independence. Alberta separation is coming. The Trump administration knows and is ready. Ottawa and Canada are not. Yeah, we got to meet that because, you know, copyright and stuff. But look at all the people, man. The craziest part about all this is the fact that once it hits a certain amount of people of signatures, all that needs to happen is for America, specifically the Trump administration, to start to recognize Alberta as an independent nation. Once that happens, it's game over. That's it. That's absolutely it. But these Alberta patriots are ready to leave Canada. Alberta is done being treated poorly by Ottawa while being forced to give money to the elites running the country who hate everything about them. Secession is the only way.
Speculation and deliberate nonsense and focus on what's
that's a lot of people. Dude, that's so many people in there. Holy smokes, man. Look at this. Look how cold it is outside. You can hear the crunch on the ground.
You lied through everything. Why don't you fucking leave?
Yelling at
bye,
like
CTV.
CTV.
Bye, CTV. See you later, CTV.
That dude right there, a CTV camera. Right there, you can see it. And people are just, why don't you leave? Get out of here. Scram. Peacefully, of course. I don't make sure everything's peaceful. And this is what's happened, okay, in Canada. Like, no matter who is leading Canada, no matter if it's a left government, a centrist government, a right of center government, people in Alberta feel like there's no other option. They're tired of being taken advantage of by the elites. They're tired of the feds in Ottawa basically calling all the shots for Alberta, which is the money making machine in Canada. And they want to separate. So look at this, lining up outside of these massive warehouses or these massive stadiums, ready to sign the petitions and leave Canada. There's a lot of people out there that are trying to make fun of this movement. A lot of people out there that are trying to belittle the movement. And it's crazy. All that starts is with a room like this. Everyone in this room has family or friends or knows somebody. You bring in more people, you bring in more people. All of a sudden, the closer you get to meeting that quota, the more people jump on board to just say, well, you know what? Now that it's a real thing, I think I'm going to jump on board, because when things first start out, nobody wants to be the first, right? Nobody wants to be the first in line for something that's brand new. No idea how big or how small something's going to be, like most people. But once there's enough momentum, which there is right now, as you can see from these photos and videos, people are going to be signing up in the masses to be a part of it. And it's incredible. Because again, like I said, all that needs to happen is get enough signatures so that the United States administration starts to recognize Alberta as an independent nation.
Yeah, I think when you called me, I think that's what you were saying. Yeah.
It's cold. Yeah. It's cold at these things too, man. People are showing up. It's incredible.
So this is Grand Prairie, Alberta. Got a full house here.
A full house, bud. I mean, this is awesome. big lineups. And you got a lot of Americans that support this too, whether Alberta makes its way to being an independent nation or whether Alberta makes its way to joining the United States at some point. Even parts of the American administration, parts of Trump's administration, as we're about to see right now, Scott Bessent, even he is talking about this, which is incredible, because you've kind of seen a bit of the American media, American administration, stay a little quiet on it. There's been some mentions here and there, but now it's starting to pick up a little bit more. And what you're seeing on screen is a comparison between Texas GDP and Canada GDP. Just the state alone of Texas is so much more productive financially than all of Canada. That's insane. You remove Alberta from the equation. Whoo, never mind what that does to Canada. Never mind. It's not about sticking it to the rest of Canada. It's about doing what's best for the people within the border of Alberta, doing what's best for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for future generations. It's kind of the only way forward, if I'm being honest.
In the U.S., they more than our northern neighbor.
That's even with all the oil and the natural resources coming out of Canada. Texas is still larger.
Well, look, Alberta is a wealth of natural resources, but they won't let them build a pipeline to the Pacific. I think we should let them come down into the U.S., and Alberta is a natural partner for the U.S. They have great resources. The Albertans are very independent people. Rumors that they may have a referendum on whether they want to stay in Canada or not.
Sounds like you may know something up there.
People are talking. People want sovereignty. They want what the U.S. has got, because when I look at Europe, how can they have sovereignty? They don't have immigration sovereignty. They've let their borders be overrun. They don't have economic sovereignty. They are dependent on China. And they do not have a security sovereignty, because they are so far behind on defense and rare earths. They need to live under the U.S. security umbrella, and we are happy to have them in the umbrella. President Trump has asked them to contribute a fair amount, the allocated amount that they are to NATO.
I mean, it's moving forward. The fact that the Trump administration is now talking about it, right, even though this is a couple of days ago, is a really big deal. But here's one of the main voices, the main voice on Alberta independence, organizer Jeffrey Rath, and he does a impromptu interview. Let's have a listen.
So how's today going? This is the first night in Calgary. Huge turnout from the looks of it outside. What's your feeling?
It's going great. I mean, this morning, people were lined up around the corner of the Big Four building. We've had a steady stream of people coming in to sign all day. Everybody's happy. Everybody's excited. Everybody's super impressed with the level of organization and the fact that, you know, we had 150 canvassers here today. So people were just streaming through and getting petitions signed and heading out the door. I mean, you know, this has turned into a political movement that's dwarfed anything that Alberta's ever seen. So we're obviously excited to be part of it. And, you know, I'd like to send a shout out to Jason Kenney after all of his name calling and still alluding to the fact that we're all just a bunch of drunks sitting around in a bar in Didsbury that couldn't organize a two-car funeral procession.
I mean, honestly, some of the biggest and best advertisements for Alberta independence has been liberal politicians and the liberal government of Canada, because the more progressive they become, the more ridiculous they actually sound, the crazier down that woke rabbit hole the liberals and progressives actually send the entirety of Canada into, the more motivation there actually is for Albertans to get up and go. And there's some distractions, right? There are some distractions to try to derail people, such as in Canada, multi-party system. It's not as one in two as it is in America, where you got the Republicans and Democrats. Canada at the federal level and most provincial levels have Liberals, Conservatives, NDP, Green parties, all that stuff. And the federal Conservative Party annual general meeting, I believe, is taking place, so happens to be in Alberta, in Calgary, this upcoming weekend. And it's a way for, I think, one of the political parties in Canada to try to calm things down and get people less hyped about Alberta independence. And it's not about picking sides right now. Okay, you don't have to do that. This isn't an anti-inserts your political party that you want to be mad at video. This is if you are in Alberta, you're an Albertan, and you see a path forward. The best path forward for you, your family, your friends is through Alberta independence. Then stick to that, because this movement is almost too big to rig right now. People are trying to raise more awareness. They're trying to turn it into something that actually is too big to rig. There's a lot of tensions across the country and the world, and Alberta has some real momentum to do something that no other province or territory in Canada has ever been able to successfully do. All that's required is for people to stay on track for this separatist movement and continue just plugging away at it, because the grassroots movement for this has turned into something that is just so instrumentally large that it seems like they are actually going to be able to do it. There's a lot more work between now and then to be able to pull this off, but keep going. The rest of the country, the rest of the freedom fighters around the country are watching this going, yep, we support you, Alberta. That's awesome. Good luck, Alberta. So that's the video, ladies and gentlemen. The next time there is an update on Alberta separation, the next big event, okay, I will be covering it on this video. I'll be posting the video on this channel. So make sure that you subscribe, turn post notifications on, hit the like button, all that YouTube stuff, right? It's free to do. It helps the channel grow so more people can be aware of what's going on. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you all in another video. Bye for now.